the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
President, welcome the Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos to the White House today, along with their now retired quarterback.
I was just going to ask.
I'm so pleased to be able to host Peyton here at the White House before I left. Anybody who's been a football fan has watched what is one of the greatest Hall of Fame careers ever.
That's so true.
It is.
That is so. You and I were at the Super Bowl the year that Peyton Manning ate the Chicago Bears alive.
Oh, wow. Did he ever? That was ugly.
Yeah.
And there was so much hope in the first few minutes.
What a great way to go out, though, man. What an amazing, storied career.
It was funny how it ended up, too, because all those years he did dominate defenses. He didn't have a defense on his team to back him up. And then it was sort of the opposite. I mean, he really, after some injuries last season, he was not a very effective quarterback. But the Broncos had one of the best defenses in recent history. So it's funny how it all worked out.
Kevin, I don't like your attitude.
I'm
just going to tell you that this is, to my eye, the finest quarterback the NFL has ever seen.
I agree with you.
Other than Tom Brady, yes, true.
I agree with you, Ro. I'm just saying it's funny how he went out with the defense backing up when he was his entire career.
He was great till the very end. I'm going to be like Anna is okay about Tom Brady. I'm going to be about Peyton Manning.
All right. We won't bring up any numbers then from the last season.
Don't do that.
Maybe we should.
But isn't it funny? Every time President Obama does this for a team, he always brings up his Chicago roots. Still a Cubs fan.
Yes.
Still a Bears fan.
Yes.
All
right.
Right. But
then, Sox,
that's,
yeah,
that's what
gotta represent.
That's what he's doing right here.
I'm a Bears fan. 1985 was pretty good. I will continue to root for the Bears, but I got to give this organization credit for having done an extraordinary job, and this is a well-deserved celebration of an extraordinary season.
Yeah, 85 was pretty good.
85 was.
Yeah. It was that
96,
not so good. 95, 96, or
2006.
2006, I'm sorry. 2006, not so good. Yeah.
We don't mention that one.
We don't. Let's not talk about it. Why are we talking about it?
It would have been the wrong time to bring it
who,
up there, too.
Who just brought that up?
I'm not sure. Was it Kevin? I think it was Kevin.
I'll take the blame. That's fine.
Right. The president did. Mom, the president said something and they blame me for it. That's what it's like to be a Democrat, actually. That's sort of the way that goes. Mm-hmm. Mom, they're treating me like a Democratic congressman. Oh, man. All right. Checking in at
number 4.
Hillary Clinton is within striking distance of that magic number that she's looking for. Although, I still, you know, they explain this over and over and over again about the delegates and the Democratic side. It makes no sense to me.
Why?
The Republicans, since day one, you knew it was 1,237.
37.
You knew it. And it was very, you know, it was specific. And even though every state had different rules about how many they would apportion, it still was a number. Now you got this, the Democrats got like these superdelegates, and you like 5 million delegates and 4.2 million superdelegates and this. And I'm like, what is the number that they're actually looking for? They say she's 29 away right now from whatever that number is.
Right. From clinching the, would it be the nomination though? Don't you have to wait until you get to the convention to actually become the nominee?
Yeah, but you become the presumptive nominee
because
the way Trump is.
Sanders gave that news conference today talking about how, well, no, we're going to keep on fighting because we think these superdelegates will turn our way. We think that we can change everything and that it doesn't matter until you get to the convention. Vowing to fight until you get there.
Yeah. You know, they say that. I mean, Ted Cruz said he was not getting out of this thing. I will not get out.
And then he got out.
Ever get out, ever. After Indiana. Indiana is going to be our circuit breaker. Right? Remember when he was doing that?
He did say that, yes. Yeah. I do remember. And it was the next day.
Even if I don't do well in Indiana, I'm staying in. And then he loses in Indiana. I'm out. It was just like that.
I know, but this Bernie Sanders is hanging in there. He does not seem like a guy who's ready to give up. He's going to fight on.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure. Go ahead, Bernie.
Please do not call me Bernard as my brother does. I would like to ask you this. What else should I do?
What else can I do? Otherwise, if I stop now, I'm retired. I am not ready to retire.
Well, he's saying that the party's platform has to be influenced more than it is, and that he went on about Hillary Clinton taking money from Wall Street banks instead of fighting them, and the fight for 15 and all the other parts of his policy that he feels are not being embraced by the core Democratic Party, even though he feels it is they are core Democratic issues.
The real issue that is Hillary's one, even if he wins everything else now, he still doesn't have the right number of delegates.
He doesn't. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what he does in California tomorrow. But Hillary Clinton does not want to lose California because it is an issue of momentum. So she's already turned her attention to Donald Trump.
I am tired of Donald Trump insulting Americans. I am tired of Donald Trump talking down America. By the time he's finished, nobody's going to be left in this country that he is going to have exempted from insults. We need to stop this divisiveness, this bullying and bigotry.
Really help if when she did that, it sounded like she meant it. That would
you
help
mean rather
me.
Than sound like his reading? Is that what you felt like?
Yeah. And sort of and missed a comma in there somewhere. Sort of like, all right, whatever. Something.
What's
she could like talk from the heart, and that would be better right now, because I think there's a lot of people, and she's, I would imagine, capable of doing it.
I would imagine she's very capable of doing it. I think the other thing I'd love to see her do is give a press conference. It's been 6 months since she's given one, and it's one thing to give stump speeches and another to answer the difficult questions from reporters about everything that is the candidate and not just foreign policy. I mean, you know, Donald Trump, for one thing, he says a lot of really bad things and he walks into a lot of weird directions that offend a lot of people, but he's out there getting pummeled by questions every day. She's not.
That's true. He is, but he's sly. He's capable of doing it. He just changes the subject and he talks around.
He's good at it. Mm-hmm.
He just he's a blizzard of information at you, and then you've got to figure it out from the other side. Like this whole thing about the judge.
First of
all right, hold on 1 second. Here's Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton. He was also on the campaign trail in California for Hillary, and he says that the "Make America Great Again" slogan is a rollback.
First of all, America wasn't so great for some people 50 years ago. Secondly, saying I'll make you the economy you had 50 years ago is like me saying I'd like to be 25 again.
God forbid.
Could America handle it? We're not sure.
No one. Lock up your wives and daughters. There's no one is safe.
Well, as you were pointing out earlier, trending today in the news is because Roger Clinton, his brother, got arrested for DUI in California where they're campaigning.
Right.
So it's sort of an awkward thing that's happening.
Roger Clinton's like, I just wanted to help the campaign, Hillary. Hope I did. Hope I did. Did I help? Because I got the name in the news again.
Sometimes, what do they say about publicity?
Yeah, they say there's no such a thing as bad, right? But I don't think this is good for
Roger.
I don't agree with this. I don't think this helps. Because now all of a sudden we got to remember that there was a Roger Clinton. Until I saw this, I'd totally forgotten that there was like the half-wit, half-brother of Bill Clinton was out there. And it's like, oh, brother, let me tell you something. I'm going to help. He's like Cousin Eddie, right? He's like, oh, Clark. And next thing you know, he's going to kidnap Donald Trump in the big, you know, RV camper.
Mm-hmm.
And bring him to the Christmas party.
The other thing that happens today I think you'd find humorous is Bill Clinton tweeted out, I've taken over Hillary Clinton's Snapchat, encouraging voters to support her in the California primary.
By the way, I already had a Snapchat account. I just basically used it to promote Hillary because I was already on it. Because you know what, Snapchat, the pictures go away real fast. But they can.
It's quite convenient.
They do now. Bill Clinton. Now when you take a selfie, you cannot take a selfie of a Snapchat. Just a little something. By the way, I'm also on Tinder helping out Hillary.
And
you should learn about
Bumble from Kevin, because that's the new thing.
Bumble.
Swiping right.
Bumble.
Do you know about that, Bill?
No, I don't. now Kevin explained that. That's where the ladies get more power.
Yeah, the key is to still just swipe right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, now I like it when the women have more control, because then they are less likely to accuse me of things. All right. We continue on with the top five at five, checking in at
number three.
This is really sad. On Good Morning America, Bobby Brown opened up for the first time about the loss of his daughter, Bobby Christina. And he was talking to Robin Roberts, said he was very suspicious about her death. Now, Brown joined Bobby Christina's estate in a $10 million wrongful death suit against Nick Gordon, her boyfriend.
He knows what happened. I don't know what happened that night. But he does. It's not a mystery to me. The same thing that happened to my daughter is what happened to Whitney. There's only one person that was around both occasions.
Yeah, and it's an emotional interview. He said the hardest thing for me to hear was that Nick Gordon told her, "It's okay, you can go be with your mom. It'll be okay. I love you." And he said that was the wrong thing to say to him. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy to tell him to go. So the fact that Gordon told her to let go, he blames him for that. But the whole thing's so painful, isn't it? Dealing with addiction and oh my gosh,
totally awful.
Her mother.
Checking in at
number two.
This is also very sad, but trust me, we'll end on a very high note. Okay. Don't worry about it. This is very sad, but obviously the news is out. Former heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali died over the weekend. Unbelievable cover of the Chicago Sun-Times yesterday. Beautiful wraparound cover of a picture
of him in Chicago.
From 1966, standing in Streeterville on the south part of Streeterville used to be docks and warehouses, and he's standing on top of one of those docks and warehouses, and the city is emerging behind him, and it's his fist right next to the camera, and then his face and body, and it's just it's amazing. And you know, the tributes are pouring in, and people, there isn't enough, I don't think, that can be said about Muhammad Ali's contribution to athletics, to humanity, to television. You know, for as much as Donald Trump has helped TV networks make a good buck this year,
he's turned politics into the must-watch TV.
Right. Muhammad Ali made boxing into must-watch TV, and just his appearances on talk shows and everything else. I mean, he's just he was an amazing, amazing, amazing character. And he talked about, there was a lot of discussion about how he was affected by boxing and whether that created what was originally diagnosed as Parkinson's syndrome and then Parkinson's disease. His most historic fight was the Rumble in the Jungle in Kinshasa, Zaire, knocked out by George Foreman in the eighth round. Knocked out George Foreman, who was, by the way, great on television this morning talking about him. George Foreman was supposed to win that fight. George Foreman was like a 2-1 favorite in that fight. Because he was, you know, he was undefeated. I think it was 8-0 at that point, and Ali had lost the title, and it was like, uh-oh, what's going to happen here? And Ali just came back, And then one of the most iconic speeches in sports history.
I told you, all of my critics, I told you all that I was the greatest of all time. When I beat Sonny Liston, I told you today I'm still the greatest of all time. Never again defeat me.
Never again
say that I'm going to be defeated. Never again
make me the underdog until I'm about 50 years old.
That's right.
Then you might get me. I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
There you go. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. We're going to have to talk to his biographer coming up after Judy Pilak's news in just a few minutes. It really is and he was a Chicagoan. He spent a lot of time here. Spent almost two decades here, raising his family here.
Layla Ali had a very touching tribute in some of the media over the weekend, just talking about that thanks to everyone for the love and support, but that she's been waiting for this moment for a very long time, but it doesn't make it any less painful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, because after he was diagnosed, I think there was this expectation they didn't know how long, and this turned out to be the end, but she said she dealt with this for a long time.
Checking in at
number one.
Congratulations to Deshaunna Barber, Miss USA 2016.
Very impressive.
Very impressive. Now, I just want to say that this is interesting. You know, Trump had to sell the Miss USA organization, Miss Universe organization, and pageants, that's the same thing, he had to sell it away after the whole Mexican thing started, because the Miss Universe people are like, whoa. What part of international don't you understand? Remember this happened a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, now we flash forward, and a woman who was a United States Army Reserve officer, Deshauna Barber, wins in impressive fashion.
The Pentagon recently made the decision to open up all combat jobs to women. Now, some have questioned, yes, great, right? Now, some have questioned whether this has put political correctness over our military's ability to perform at the highest level. What are your thoughts?
As a woman in the United States Army, I think it was an amazing job by our government to allow women to integrate into every branch of the military. We are just as tough as men. As a commander of my unit, I'm powerful. I am dedicated. And it is important that we recognize that gender does not limit us in the United States.
She's an IT analyst for the Department of Commerce, and I think three generations, or maybe at least two. I know her mother, father, brother, and sister served in the military as well. Not surprising she was able to handle that question so well.
By the way, the guy asking the question was Joe Z, a Hong Kong-born Canadian fashion stylist, journalist, and businessman.
Oh, no.
And that's a guy that was definitely left over from the Trump organization, don't you think?
Well, usually when you feature the Miss USA as like a number one on a top five list, you would think it's because there's something really wrong that they said. But in this case,
no,
they were all really strong in this section.
Well, no, she was very strong.
They all were asked some pretty difficult questions, I think, too. I mean, one was asked who she's going to vote for.
Well, here's Miss California. Here she is.
She's the one.
For California, judge number four, Nigel Barker, has your question.
Hi there. Good evening. Now, one of the inequality, how do we narrow the gap between the rich and the poor?
When it comes to social and economic equality, I think that the rich and the poor need to stop being so segregated. I think there is a middle class. I think that the rich need to...
Take a breath.
Yeah, that one wasn't a great answer. I knew that one.
Need to be able to be giving. And I think the poor need to work hard. And I think the middle class need to come together and find an in-between.
Oh, boy.
Gosh.
Right.
Come on. A macroeconomics question and a Miss USA competition.
The Army officer knew what to do.
About women in combat. She's a woman in the military. Another one was asked, who are you going to vote for? And it was like, I'm not sure. You know, they basically said Hillary Clinton, who would be the first woman president, or Donald Trump. And she sort of just... you know, did the same thing, like sort of danced around. Like, I don't know. But those are...
Congratulations to Miss USA,
amazing.
Deshauna Barber, Army Reserve officer.
She's a role model.
She is.
In every way.